We had a young guy called up, and he was like, hey, can I get on air to talk about the water that we're going to talk about? And I said, well, I don't have any water at my house. Right now, I don't have heat at my house. And then I said, I'll come over and support. They were like, what? I was like, are you kidding me? You think I'm going to miss out on this opportunity to make sure our people are loaded up with water? What? And keep them updated. So that's the impact. Every part of your life and every day you wake up, you are supposed to impact. What are you going to do to make a difference? I call myself Chloe Miss Construction Worker because every day I'm building a new table.
Welcome to another episode of Advocates in Action, a podcast created by the Patient Advocate Foundation, a nonprofit that helps promote equitable access to affordable quality healthcare through providing case management services, financial assistance, and patient education and advocacy tools to people living with chronic, life-threatening, and debilitating illnesses. I'm your host, Ashley Freeman, Manager of Stakeholder Outreach and Engagement, and welcome to Season 9, where we get the opportunity to amplify several stories and contexts that illustrate health justice as a community-led movement for power building and transformational change. This season is brought to you in collaboration with Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center at Virginia Commonwealth University.
Well, Ashley, first of all, thank you for having me. It's a wonderful day to be in the land of the living. Let's start there when we're talking about patients and advocacy and our community and health. I am a radio announcer, been on radio for about 39 years. I work with the Urban One, Inc., which is the largest Black-owned broadcast company in the nation. And I've been at this current location, which is Radio One Richmond, for about 25 years, coming up on 25 years on July 19th. So that is a big deal to last that long in radio, and I don't take it for granted. And I have to be more than just a radio announcer and playing music and talk about the latest gossip. That wasn't important to me. But what impacts the community was really important to me. And we assume that all of us in the community, we understand that we have to visit the doctor. We understand that if we're having pain in our body, what should we do about it? Do we laugh it off? Do we play it off? Do we eat everything we want to eat? So each phase of our life, we need to change. So things that I have learned from folks that I have interviewed throughout the year, I'm like, wait a minute, let me learn more about eating to live, right? Mm-hmm. And not eating for fun. Let me learn about weight gain. Let me learn about weight loss, how to prevent cancer. If there is cancer, a cancer diagnosis, what can we do? Where do we go? And first of all, it starts with the checkup. And even if our kids turn 18 years old, I don't have to see the pediatrician again. You need a general practitioner. So these are all of the things that I've learned throughout my course of being on radio. So that's one element of it. But the next element is philanthropy. I love giving back to the community. And 18 years ago, I lost my godson to play at the National Harbor, and I swore then other children will not be idled for one day and they will head off to summer camp. So 18 years we have been providing summer camp, leadership camps for teens ages 11 all the way up to 18, and kids that are 18 and still in high school. We provide summer leadership programs at no cost to families. This include all of the lunches, the special vacations, trips, retreats, you name it, no cost to parents at all. And this will be our 18th year. We have pledged over $500,000 and have sent over 3,000 kids to summer leadership camps. And very important to make sure we keep our kids in safe and structured environments. Out of the line of crossfire, the jail, the MOG, and also in good health. And then the final thing is I love what I do when it comes to justice and criminal justice. We call it reentry. And with my nonprofit as co-founder, we provide housing for men that are returned from the Virginia Department of Correction. We've been one of the major housing providers for the Virginia Department of Corrections under my nonprofit Project Give Back to Community for 8 years now. So I'm really excited about the community at large. I'm really excited about our underrepresented communities and for our communities that are starting life all over again. So that's pretty much the space that I'm in right now.
Wow. That
is a lot. I don't even know how you find the time to do it all. Clearly, you're passionate.
It's not me. I can't take any credit because I have to get up in the morning. Father, where do you want me to go and what do you want me to do? Now, do I always do everything he tells me to do? Because when you don't do it the way he tells you to do it, it becomes work and it's sweatless victories and all of that stuff. So now I'm finally getting it. When I do it his way, it is so much easier.
Yes. And you also must have an amazing team, I would imagine, that you're not just this one woman show.
My team, I call them, let's start with the syndicate group. They are a team of sororities and fraternities, which is the D9, Greek letter organizations. And we work closely on everything from the back to school events to the syndicate events, from the sickle cell. So sickle cell disease has been another platform for us with the Unity Ride for Sickle Cell and a couple of our sorority sisters. And we've raised over $100,000 for sickle cell research and funding cures with CRISPR. And so that's where we are now, working closely with the mother of sickle cell, which is Florence Neal Cooper Smith. And she has an endowment, which is the first African-American woman to do that, over at VCU Health Systems. And we work closely. We call him the sickle cell doctor, Dr. Wally Smith. And even with the syndicate group, a group of great women, certified public accountants, business owners, you know, I have smart folk around me.
Yeah.
I have to have smart folk around me. I don't claim to be the smartest, but I know a little bit about a lot. But when you're smarter than me, and we have to understand that there are people who are going to be smarter than us, and it doesn't mean that my light dim. I'm smart too, but I'm smart in the communication and the bridging the gap better. When it comes to the finance, it will take me all day. I got to plug this in. And then you get someone who does that, who's a CPA, who can take care of that for you.
Yeah. We always hear that cliche saying of you're the average of the five people that you hang around. You know, you hang around five smart people, you'll be this. Yes. I love that. And also that speaks to your humility, right? You know, like, hey, I don't have strengths in these areas, but these people do. So let me find and be connected to people who can fill my gaps as well as you're filling gaps for them as well.
Just deal with smart folks and just understand where your strengths are. My strength is hospitality, entertainment, and serving. If I have to do finances, it will take me longer. So why do that when I could be working on something else with someone who's vast in finance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with that, you've talked about your team and the people that you've built around you. And now I want to hear about the people that you serve, the community of Richmond. You said you've been in there in that area for 25 years. So what does that look like? Like, what are the needs in Richmond and how have you been able to develop those relationships?
Understanding what the needs are is key. And that's where being on the radio comes in. Whether there is a crisis in the city of Richmond, there is funding needed, or someone lost their housing, or just understanding the dynamics of what your city offers, what your city can provide and can't provide. So that's where I come in to bridge that gap and close up the loophole. So when it comes to housing, or if someone who's living in public housing in the city of Richmond, we have some of the oldest public housings. We have six public housing. We call them the Big Six here in the city of Richmond. And if there is someone who's living in public housing, with my show I do on the weekend, which is Community Conversations, we're talking about, hey, if you got a 580 or a 620 credit score, we need to get you in a housing program so you can move into a brand new house and get down payment assistance where you don't have to pay it back, whether it's low, medium to high income as well. So with that, my good friends over at River City Blues Realty, because I have partnerships on everything I do, we have moved 9 people out of housing projects into brand new homes that are worth over $250,000. Wow. And that's a great way, to become a homeowner. And those are just some of the things that are important to me. Understanding that I used to do Clo on the Go, we bring it back. And Clo on the Go is health from A to Z, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. We had a young lady to come over to the mobile mammography that I had over there. We were checking your hearing. We were getting appointments ready so women can get pap smears. Some women haven't gone to the doctor since they had their baby, and men in prostate cancer, and the wife saying, I know something is wrong, but he won't go, type of situation. And so a young lady, she was diagnosed with breast cancer from our event. But all of the all of the testing, it was at no cost. So these are things that I like to do. The hearing test, they were at no cost. The eye exams, they were at no cost. The nutrition, and having a nutritionist on board for about 30 minutes, it was at no cost to the community. So saving lives and supporting families and generations, because when you have a family, we do the best that we can in some families. And then some families just keep up with tradition. When it comes to finances, well, somebody's going to be poor. I just don't have it. You want to blame somebody else for it. No, your family's future is up to you. And so for 2025, driving and thriving for 2025, my push is future forward legacy, starting right now. And we're starting with our teens who are abled and ready. My daughter started her business at the age of 15. And so when she heads off to college, and it's a communications business. So she's in communications. So I'm teaching her how to do voiceover production. She curates concerts. She's also a drummer. So when she heads off to Hampton, you have to bring something to the table. And those are just some of the things we wanted to do. So parents who didn't understand about FAFSA, what is FAFSA? What is this Common App stuff? I don't want to do it. And understanding that, so I did a Knowledge to College where I had several students from Richmond and Central Virginia to come over to our Radio 1 stations with Partnership for the Future. They're one of my partners, whether it's going to be scholarships for a four-year, a junior, or heading into the workforce, or a trade school. We call them career schools. So we help parents, you know, get all acclimated with FAFSA, the Common App, the draft for the scholarship, the SAT scores, and helping them filling out applications. So I believe that you impact a community. That's when you make change. And this is the key now, Ashley. A lot of times people feel that the only way that I can be as effective in the community, it is based on if I apply for a grant. So I wanted to spend my personal finances wisely in the event that I needed to support a family. And I look at, if I have to use my personal finances for anything, I've sown a seed for a need in my life. It has worked for me. And I'm not an expert. I'm just a testimony. And so when you work in that space and you know that you impact, it is the confidence of knowing when you help someone, someone else who has the funding, they're going to support you because you can be trusted. And the one thing that I like most about being in the community, stepping up to the plate, you can trust me. I may not have ever walked your shoes or ever lived the way you live, but we're all human and it's civility and you want to support. So those are the spaces that I operate from. And when I wake up every morning and I wake up in my own shelter and I woke up and I wake up clothed in my right mind, who am I not to help someone to be even greater? I want every kid that I encounter to be greater than I am.
Wow. I love that line. I'm not an expert. I'm a testimony.
Just a testimony. So when people say, oh, I'm going to call you out on this, I can only speak for me. And so when I speak for me, this is my testimony. That's why I'm able to give. Just like with the water crisis, we had a young guy called up and he was like, hey, can I get on air to talk about the water that we're going to talk about? And I said, well, I don't have any water at my house right now. I don't have heat at my house. And then I said, I'll come over and support. They were like, what? I was like, are you kidding me? You think I'm going to miss out on this opportunity to make sure our people are loaded up with water? What? And keep them updated. So that's the impact. Every part of your life and every day you wake up, you are supposed to impact.
I love that that's the tenet that you live by. And how did you learn that? Like, did you learn that from growing up?
Well, you know, Ashley, I'm seasoned. I've been around for a long time. It wasn't like that when I was in my 20s. I was like every man for themselves. And then when you get in your 30s, you're like, oh, this is real in the field. I'm really grown. Right? And then when you get in your mid-30s, you was like, oh my God, I can make money doing this. And then after you have been successful in your field, and I started in my field before I graduated from college. So I graduated from Virginia Union in 1987, but I started in my field 1 year before. So I've always worked in this field, but I didn't want to be the person stuck of working in a field and it's like, hey, they let me go. What am I going to do? I'm not trained in anything but talking. So I had to learn, whether it's education, whether it's health, whether it's fire prevention, whatever is going on in the community, I have to learn something. Know a little bit about a lot, right? And so when you're in your 20s, at first, you know, I'm a radio announcer and folks are listening to me on the radio. I'm the star. Oh my God, they're listening to me. And then you do that for a little bit and you create this fanship. But then you get back to the basics. I pledged Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And then one day it clicked in my head. I'm like 26 and it's like, what are you doing? Okay, everybody sees you. You're hosting a party and after work. What are you doing? That's not what you were taught. You have to go to the principles of education. You have to go to the principles of justice and social justice and humanity and civility. You have to go back to those things. So that's when the tide turned. And then as the tide turns, at that point, you could only own one radio station in markets back then. So you couldn't say, hey, look, I got a print place, I got TV, and I got radio. You couldn't do that. That was against the law. You couldn't do that. So at that time, in the turn of the tide, you're saying, hey, look, we have about 9 DJs. Clovia is doing remotes live and this DJ. So why should we keep them all? Because now we can be purchased by a larger brand that we don't need as many people hired.
Yeah.
So what are you going to bring to the table? I'm like, let me get back to the basics. Let me bring social justice to the table. Let me bring health and wellness to the table. And so changing that at 30 and incorporating that with me out doing the music and everything. And then it got to the point that a lot of people were suffering when it comes to mental health and substance use. So I'm a peer recovery specialist on mental health and substance use, because you have to understand that men that are returning from incarceration, they have real issues too. They're not only locked up, they have health issues. We have a young man who's living with us presently. He has sickle cell disease. So we're working with him and helping him out with this crisis and getting him acclimated over at VCU Health Systems. We have a young man who has heart issues. He has elements and challenges. So what we do as a whole, we have some of the guys in the house who are like, look, we just gonna change all of our diet and we just gonna take the sodium out. We're gonna cook more with herbs and spices. So these are just some of the things that you put people in position to win. We put families in position to win. We wanna put our teens in a position to win. And they're gonna be adults soon. So we need to start teaching them like young adults. You don't have time to play. Yeah, you can go to the rec center on Saturday, but have you filled out any scholarships? What's the latest? What have you done for someone else? And so that is the space where I am right now. And I'm at a place in my life based on being seasoned, okay? I had to grow into this space. But where I am now, I just love life. I love life, I love serving. I love being a powerhouse of information. That's it, Ashley. That's all I.
That's the recipe. A powerhouse for information. I love that. And I know you mentioned earlier Clo on the Go and different testing opportunities in your sickle cell program. What are some other health specific initiatives that you run?
Well, at first, so you have to switch it up because you don't want to overwork yourself. For a number of years, about 7 years, I used to do the Cancer Survivors Day Gala. And they declared the city of Richmond was Cancer Survivors Day. And what we did was we had a gala for cancer survivors, those in active treatment, and in loving memory of, where you can remember your family members. We did that for about 7 years, raising over $120,000 for the American Cancer Society for making strides against breast cancer. And I feel like once I get into that six figure, I can move somewhere else. So we did a staple with that, with sickle cell disease. We're still working with sickle cell disease, but we're working more on a consultant basis, where we are supporting other organizations so we can teach them how to get into the six-figure mark as well. So this year we completed 100, over $100,000 that we raise for sickle cell disease. So we try to get everything in the 100,000s and just to teach people how to keep on moving. But we have that relationship with Dr. Wally Smith. So that gives us firsthand information about all strides when it comes to sickle cell disease. So we're still working with them, but we're working with smaller organizations to help them get that six figures so we can get that $1 million endowment.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
These are great partnerships too. And how do you build these partnerships with all these powers?
Well, I have a partnership with Richmond Police Departments, Henrico Police Departments, Chesterfield Police Departments, Virginia State Police. You want to have those relationships. And once you build those relationships, I started building, let's start with law enforcement, because it was like, oh, everybody hates on law enforcement. And I was like, why do we hate on law enforcement? Because we get emotional. When we're reporting something and that's an incident, we can't get emotional, even though we want to, but we can't. But when you go to them and you ask, I will wait until the investigation is complete. Can you get the information to me as soon as the investigation is complete? And they're like, absolutely. So that's how I built that relationship there, where they can trust me. Chloe's not going to shoot off at the mouth. The only thing Chloe is going to say, there was a shooting X place. Once the investigation is complete, I'll report. And so building the relationship there, a lot of law enforcement have special programs and they want to support children. So with my toy drive, they support every year. So it keeps it going and going, or any information they have. I did peeps and police gathering, so police officers will have a chance to talk and understand when the sergeant is called, and with, you know, internal affairs and just basically understanding stuff that people really don't share with us. So everything I learn, I want to share with other folk.
Yes, I love that. Really being that connective tissue in your community, you know, whether it's with the police and with the people, like you said, peeps and police. And I know that you also have mental health, so important. And I know you also have partnerships with churches. My church, the Life Church, I saw a post last year. Yes.
Yeah, the Life Church, they invited me to come over and do my 21st annual toy drive and distribution day. And we served over 275 people. I'm also in partnership, well, my church, which is Mount Gilead International Full Gospel Ministries, but also New Life Deliverance Tabernacle, St. Paul's Baptist Church, Speak in Spirit, down in Petersburg, and all of those areas, you want to bring something different to the table. And you have to be a person of impact. Yeah. What are you going to do to make a difference? I call myself Chloe Miss Construction Worker because every day I'm building a new table.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And lastly, what tangible tips would you give to people who are listening to this and have the desire in their heart to go out and to serve and to have impact and all the things that we talked about, but they don't know where to start?
Be true to self. Don't want to get out in the community to do anything because it feels good. You saw something on social media and I want to go viral because I did this. It will backfire on you. You have to be true to self and what it is that you want to do to serve. Everybody can't serve. Like some of the members of our team, if I say, hey, look, I'm going to help them dig down in the trenches to get water or go down to Damascus, Virginia. Some of the members of my team will be like, hey, Chloe, we're going to put you up for lodging. We're going to pay for the transportation. They don't want to be on ground. Yeah. I'm an on-air, online, and on ground. Mm-hmm. And how far do you want to go to do the work? And the reason I say be true to self, don't allow anybody else to convince you that you need to be doing a specific thing. You could be doing something else. Let the ground do the ground. Let the person in finance do the finance. Let the organizer do the organizer. But guess what? We're all bosses. And we're all going to get the credit for doing something. Whether you did the finances, whether you did the lodging, whether I'm the one that's in the dirt. Yeah. We're all bosses. And that's the first thing that I want to tell you. But look at your God-given talents. That's number two. Once you identify what your God-given talents are, work in your God-given talent. God made me a powerhouse of information, a resource, and hospitality. And then he gave me a big mouth to amplify my voice. Those four things he made me do. Sometimes I talk a little too much, but I get paid though.
Hello.
So that's the advice. You know, just once you operate in your God-given talent, you'd mm-hmm. be surprised how the doors are going to open for you and how God is just going to place things in your space. And you have to do it the way he want to do it, because sometimes you'd be like, okay, Lord, you want me to do 200, but I want to do 300. And then it becomes a challenge.
Mm.
And whatever your beliefs are, if you just believe in your spirit, your inner you, mm-hmm. you have to do what's best for you. But I can only speak for what has worked for me.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Operating in his will for yeah. your life.
And your talents.
That true submission.
Yeah. He gave me four, big mouth, hospitality.
But you're working it. To the advantage of everyone around.
So it's like, okay, Chloe, you're in VIP. So what you going to do? Whenever I'm invited to sit in VIP, I rarely sit in VIP.
Mm.
I'll probably go and serve. And he was like, Chloe, no. I was like, I got it, girl. I'm going to clean this table.
Yeah.
So that's what he has me do. So I want to just keep in line with that. Because yeah. he's the source and I'm his little resource. So I want to keep my resources going.
Well, thank you so much Buck for up. Joining me today, Ms. Chloe.
All right. You have a wonderful day. Giving up is not an option. Always speak the opposite of defeat because you win.
I'm Ashley Freeman, and thanks for listening to this episode of Advocates in Action. If you haven't yet, please subscribe, review, and share this podcast. Your support is greatly appreciated. We enjoy connecting with our listeners, so please visit our website for show notes, resources, and ways to engage with us on social media. Thanks for listening.